This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Ryan Stanzifer and Phil Chan in the studio. They are associate professors in the Department of Computer Sciences here at Florida Tech. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
So your main focus is to get the word out about computer science, and you do that in a whole variety of different avenues. You want to tell us a little bit about some of your efforts?
Sure, I'll be glad to do that. Phil and I have been involved in several activities that promote computer science in general, particularly to schools around the area. We visit schools. We've had student programming competitions. We host public lectures here. We have teacher workshops, and we have summer camps, which we have been running for 6 years now.
Okay. And in light of that, we have two summer camps that are coming up that are going to be held here, specifically run by your department, correct?
Yes. We have two summer camps, and they are called Alpha and Beta, and they will be in July. And if you want more information, it's at camps.fit.edu.
Okay. And they're geared more for the high school age?
Yes, mainly high school students, and we also have we have some affiliated summer camps that are run by another group. They are for middle school students.
And so what types of topics do they cover?
For the first camp at FIT, organized by us, it's called Alpha Camp, and mainly that we try to teach students some of the basic problem-solving skills using computers. And we use a program called ALICE, which is written by CMU, Carnegie Mellon University. And it's a 3D animation software. So you are basically writing animations. You write programs that will animate a 3D scene. You have characters, you have backgrounds, you can add houses, you can add all kinds of people. Random dude, right? That's one of the categories called random dude.
Dragons. All sorts of other things.
Make their arms move, make their legs move. So you animate the entire story that you want. And it could also be interactive, as in that you can use a mouse to control it, as in like a game. You can click a mouse and then the character would do something. So that's the first camp. The second camp is more down to earth, a little bit more a typical computer science course. Will cover this particular problem solving language, which is called Java. And this is also the language used in AP computer science, that we use this language to solve some computational problems. Usually very simple. One of the projects that we work on is the Netflix problem, as in that you have a bunch of people, they rate movies. You want to predict what person X is going to like this movie or not. So Netflix has this problem, the website has this problem, as in trying to recommend movies to you. So they have to predict whether you like this movie or not. So this is one of the problems we try to solve. And one of the kind of final project we do usually is a tic-tac-toe contest, so to speak. So you're not writing the tic-tac-toe game, but you're going to write a program that makes the decision where to go. So at the end, then we have a program from a player from one student play against another player written by another student. So it's not the students playing against each other, it's their program playing against each other. So that would be kind of usually pretty fun at the end.
Sounds like a great opportunity to get some computer skills and have a lot of fun, too.
And a lot of fun, too. Yes, right.
And if they wanted to get more information about the camps, they can go to?
The Florida Tech website, camps.fit.edu.
And then there'll be a link there to computer science camp?
To all the camps, including Camp Alpha and Camp Beta.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.